803-0550 or 888-550-2550. We'll take a short break. Or you want to? Okay, I didn't know. Would you want me to?
I'm ready.
Jeremy is here with us this morning, and I will let you take over the microphone. Let me know what I can do for you, man.
No, I wanted to come in after Pick the Bills because that's when the ratings are at their peak. And
yeah.
I could tell our story.
Yeah,
so I've been gone for a while.
We've missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you. I'll do my best to keep it together here. It's been a rough couple days, week plus, for my family, for my wife and I. It's official, though. I was waiting to tweet out the announcement that we lost our quadruplets last week. So that's why I haven't been here. I've seen both the games. I watched the watched the Bengals game, and my wife and I and some friends and family watched the Patriots game. So, you know, we're keeping up on it. But it's funny. I think about back to when we announced we were expecting quadruplets. And I told you I was afraid to say it out loud.
Right.
Because, you know, we knew it was a high-risk pregnancy, higher risks. And there was a long period of time where I didn't really think it was real. Like, I thought, I used to say to my wife, I'll believe it when I see it.
Sure.
Because
a lot can happen.
A lot can happen. Sure. And it's also hard to even picture happening. So time goes along and, you know, I start to believe it. And, you know, we're doing great. We find out we're having a girl and three boys. And last Sunday night, I'll just tell you the whole story because I think there are important messages in this story, and there's good to come of it. There's things that I've learned along the way that are important things to impress upon other people that might maybe have been through this. So Sunday night, she goes into she gets a lot of pain on Sunday night, and we go to the ER at Children's, and you know we're hoping that it's just something that happens, you know, in pregnancy, a lot of things can happen. A lot of things can go wrong. And we find out that she's going into preterm labor. So, you know, that's a tough night, Sunday night into Monday morning. Things kind of calm down a little bit. The entire time you're hoping it just stops. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't always predict what's going to happen. So into Monday morning, you know, all the steps, all the things you hear when you're about to have a baby, but that you don't want to hear. You know, you're fully dilated. You know, so Monday morning, she delivers our first child, our girl, our daughter. And she names her right away. Like we have names for these kids that we are expecting, and we've turned our life upside down preparing for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've tweeted out pictures of the nursery, of everything we're doing because we're excited and we want everyone else to kind of share in that joy and excitement mm-hmm. about what that is. And she names her daughter right away. She names her Zoe, which is funny. Like, it wasn't even near the top of our list for names for girls, but she named her. She's just like, Zoe. Her name is Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she looked like a Zoe because we lost our quadruplets because they were born too soon. There's nothing they could have done. There's nothing anybody can do at the week, the gestation age that they were. There's nothing that could have been done. So every single time that she went into labor, every single time a child came, we knew we're going to meet this child, and then it's going to die. So Zoe came first, and we met her, and we got a chance to hold her, and something that, I mean, I'm 40 years old. I've never seen a child that young before. Things you think you would never, ever in your life see or go through, you see and go through. And I'm sure that's happened to other people in the area. You know, we had incredible care from the nurses and the staff at Children's, and some of them shared their stories of loss with us, mm-hmm. which was incredibly helpful along the way. So she names our first daughter, she names her Zoe, and we get to spend time with her or something. I never ever thought being with your child after it passes would be important. But it is.
Okay.
It's really important. And the people at Children's do such an incredible job. They bring you clothes. They offer the ability to take pictures. So we have pictures. The thing about having quadruplets is, you know, sometimes this can happen and the rest of them can stay.
Right.
So it was possible, while not maybe likely, it was possible that Zoe would die, but the rest of them would be okay.
Yep.
So we go to bed Monday night. Zoe came Monday. We go to bed Monday night. I spent every night in the hospital with her. We were in the hospital the whole week. Wake up Tuesday morning, and we're optimistic. We feel okay. Maybe the three boys, will stay alive. And then just during a bit of a checkup on Tuesday morning, we're told that number two is coming. So our first son is on his way, and there's no stopping these processes. Right. You know, at some point, you have to consider we have to consider my wife's health and everything that's going on with this. If I start to ramble, just stop
me.
I've rehearsed this a bunch of times, and it's almost like being
fine.
Outside of my own body.
You're all right.
So our first son is born, and you know, when she named our daughter, I got nervous. Like, do we name these kids? I don't really know. And we had names picked out for the boys, and it sounds so silly now, but I thought, well, if these guys all come and they all die, are we going to use the names we were going to use, or do we just throw other names? Like, you know, you're very confused in these moments.
Right. Sure.
But I made a decision that night before, if this does happen, that we're gonna keep the names because
that's the ones you wanted.
Right.
Right.
These are our kids.
Yeah.
And you know, at the tailgate on Sunday, we did our gender reveal to our friends and family, and like everybody's excited about the girl and three boys that are coming. So the first boy comes out and they ask what's his name, and I say Lincoln, because I've wanted to have a son and name it Lincoln as long as I can remember.
Okay.
So Lincoln is second, and he's big. He's bigger. It's amazing what you can see in such a young child that can't survive in the world. You can still see physical characteristics.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, my wife is very tall,
yeah.
And the girl had her legs, and the whole family, we could all see it. Like, right. this is your daughter. And the boy was not necessarily not as tall, but I'm a little thicker around the old, a little bit. You know? So you could see the differences, and those are small things that brought us joy.
Sure. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Right. Things that you can remember.
They're your kids. Like,
they're our kids.
They're a product of you guys.
Right. Everyone, there's a huge head on one of them. It's mine. And big ears. And so that was Lincoln on Tuesday. And throughout this process, my wife is so strong. You know, she comes through this as like my hero because of what she had to go through. I was with her, but what she had to go through was just awful. So Tuesday goes by, and we're down a daughter and a son, but then Wednesday's quiet, and Thursday's quiet, and we meet with the high-risk team at Children's Maternal Fetal Medicine, and we're told of the odds. It's not good, but there's a chance.
Right.
You know, there's a chance that the other two can survive.
Right.
And every day we get away from the initial preterm labor is a good day.
But they would have had to go, you were talking like four.
We would have had to go 5 weeks with her in bed, bedridden, to just get them to have a chance.
Right.
For maybe 3.5, 4, 5 weeks, depending. It's tough. And of course, my wife is willing to do all that. She's, of course, willing to. And, you know, Wednesday's quiet, Thursday's quiet. Thursday, we had friends visiting in the hospital, or we watched the Thursday night game. Who was it? Packers and somebody.
Packers, Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Watched that game, just kind of hanging out, not even thinking about it, thinking, okay, if we're here for the long haul, I'm joking with my wife, like, hey, Saber season starts soon. I'm going to be in here every night.
You were literally living at the hospital. I didn't realize you were sleeping at the hospital.
Every night.
Yeah.
Every night. And I would have kept doing it.
Yeah.
And then Friday morning, she wakes up middle of the night, and she you know, I hear a bit of a shout, and I wake up from a sleep, and that's our third on the way. That's Miles, our second son's name is Miles Joseph. And then we get right to Like for me, that's when all hope kind of died, mm-hmm. was that day, was we're not going to stop this. It's yeah. all going to happen. We're not going to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even then, there's that little bit of hope that the last guy will stay. You never know. The children, they told us a lot of times, like, hey, babies prove us wrong all the time. You know, there's miracles that happen in that hospital. And on Saturday morning, it was clear that our fourth guy was going to come too, Brecken. We named him Brecken, Brecken Thomas. Hmm. And he was the fourth to come out. And we were able to spend time with each of them, all four of them. They came in twos, you know. So we said goodbye to Zoe and Lincoln on Tuesday night. We said goodbye to Miles and Breck on Saturday afternoon, right before we left the hospital. So we got a chance to spend time with our kids before we saw them leave. But like you can't say enough about the people there, about our family first and foremost, our family, our friends, the people that were there for us and that continue to be, the staff, the doctors, the nurses. Like you just can't say enough about the support system, about what these people do and how they're so committed and compassionate. And you get you know, you get these little boxes and you get their footprints and you just get all these little trinkets to take home with you. And part of you thinks, or part of me at that time thinks, you know me, I don't collect anything. I don't mm-hmm. care about anything. And I'm who knows what we'll do with all these things, but you've got blankets that they were wrapped in. You've got pictures of them.
Well, that's what you do when the babies are born. That's what you do. Standard procedure.
Right, right.
Yeah, right.
And they give you, one of the things that they gave us was they recorded all four of their heartbeats before any of them delivered. So we have all four of their heartbeats on inside of this bear. And the bear is provided by, I'm going to get the name of the organization because it's the Western New York Perinatal Bereavement Network. And they provide a lot of this stuff. And they provide parents with a bear. So we have a bear now with all four of their heartbeats. Yeah. Would have been like the day before it all started. Well, maybe the night before it all started. And the support systems that are in place, you just cannot say enough about the people that are there, the nurses that are there, the doctors that are there, the staff. You can't say enough about how amazing they are and how much they care and help and invest. And their shift is over and they come back. Mm. And the next day, when they're not working, they come back and they see how you're doing and they care. And they bring you a cart of water and coffee for your friends and family. And they gave us a second room for a little bit of time because there was nobody on the floor. And
it's a great story of human kindness to your fellow man.
It really is. Yep. It really is. And I don't know. I wanted to tell the story because I felt like I could never come back to work without doing it. I would never be able to come on again without telling the story. And there's like probably more to it that I've forgotten and things that I wanted to say that I didn't. But it's obviously a life-changing experience. And, you know, we're going to be okay. We're gonna make it. We're going to be okay. We've got a lot of support. And I know I'll hear from a lot of people the same way that I did when I said we were going to have quads, which we knew was high risk. We didn't plan for that either. You know, sometimes things happen that you don't plan for. But I wanted to speak and to come on the air and to talk about it because if anyone ever goes through it, I want them to reach out to me and know that they can.
Because you had other people that you reached out to you,
yes,
right, to help
yes,
you guys.
I hope it never happens to anybody.
Yeah.
But if it ever happens to you, you can reach out to me, you know, and I'll hopefully help you get through it the way that other people helped me and have helped my wife. And, you know, if you are ever in that horrible, horrible scenario, just those moments that you get, they're special. It's not, when we think back to it, you know, it ends up as the worst week of our lives probably. But there are smiles in there. There are laughs. There are good moments that you spend with your kids. So, yeah. I don't know what I'm forgetting. I don't know what I want to say that I didn't already say.
Well, if you forget, you let us know. We're here, you know. I thought you held up well, man. I couldn't have made it as far as you did through that, but you held up well. But I like, you know what, Jeremy? First off, like what you said about Molly and you two guys. I mean, the thing that I always thought about is I couldn't even imagine this, what you guys are dealing with and what you're going through. So you've got to have family and friends there to help you through it. And I like the fact that you're looking at it in this dark nightmare to try and take some positives and to have some positive memories of the kids as you deal with this incredible amount of grief, because you both know life has to go on. You've got to continue. And I like the fact that you're able to, you know there are going to be moments. You were telling me in the break there are going to be moments where you guys are still grieving, obviously. But there are moments where you can laugh and smile at times, which is tremendous.
For sure. And you confront really unique emotions where when you are not in moments of grief, we'll go to Bills games this year. You know, like we'll continue. I'm planning on going to the home opener for the Sabres. You know, and it's funny. You end up being a little bit afraid that if somebody sees you having fun, that they feel like maybe he's not that affected.
It's just
the thing that I think is natural.
You think that, sure.
We're just starting to deal with it and starting to understand what comes with it.
I think you should be ready for strangers at games coming up and hugging you. I wanted to tell you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, going and becoming public with all of this, last week, 2 weeks ago, I was walking out of a coffee shop and a guy just walking by me said, "Hey, congrats on the quads."
Yeah.
And I was afraid to go public. I didn't, you know, we just want to have a family. We didn't necessarily choose to have a crazy story of a family, but, you know, along the way, you know, people would tell us, like, this is great for you. You've been chosen to do this. And I would think, like, well, maybe if that's how it works, then we'll take it. And, you know, my wife and I were willing to take it 100% all the way, pour ourselves into it. And unfortunately, it we'll get a different ending to our story. But we are we're okay in a way. We're strong together. And for anyone out there that has been through this, you know, you can reach out to me at any time, and I might reach out to you as well. And for anybody that works in one of these industries, whether it's health, in the health industry, nurses, doctors, you know, we sit in here and we talk about sports and football all the time, and sometimes I forget that other things happen other than the Bills. And the people have their battles in there every day, but I can't say enough about the experience in terms of how it was manageable because of the people that were there. And we'll never forget them. I anticipate at some point seeing the doctors that delivered my son and just like hugging him, you know, like, thank you. I say my son, there were three of them. They were all a little bit different in the way that they came. And then there was the girl too. So we've got them in our hearts, and we will we'll be okay, and I'll be back next week. You know, I'm going to take the rest of this week off.
Yep.
And I'll be all right.
Good. Because we miss you, and we need you.
I mean, who's going to complain about the Sabres? You know, I got to
That's what I do. You're good at that.
I am.
I can't do the show without you. So, you know, you need to come back, and we'll look forward to having you back here.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Nicole already tweeted this. She's going to just come up and hug you when she sees you at a game. So you're going to get strangers coming up.
Yeah, well, you know, hey,
it's a good thing.
I appreciate any support, and I would ask that anybody that wants to, if you feel compelled in any way to support her, you know, is one of those in lieu of flowers.
Yeah.
WNYPBN.org, Western New York Perinatal Bereavement Network. You can donate. They do a lot for people that lose their children, whether it's preterm, stillbirth, young infants, whatever it is. WNYPBN.org. What we didn't even know that they existed, but what they did for us, not even directly, but just by being a part of the hospital and a charity that can provide things like that. They helped us and will probably continue to help us.
Just so you know, the Bills are going 12-4.
I heard that.
So I mean, that's got to pick you up. I mean,
it's funny. Like I told you, that Wednesday, Thursday, when things were quiet and we were kind of building hope for, we've lost two, but maybe we can still bring two into the world. I mean, one of the first things my brother-in-law said to me was, Howard picked him to go 12-4.
My goodness, come on. Is there no end to this?
Yeah.
Well,
So and you're still got them at 12-4.
Yeah. Well, all right. I mean, if you're going to say they looked really good in a loss, why would I start, you know, chopping wins off the schedule? So, you know, I'll give them another week. If they lose to Tennessee, don't come in next week. It won't be uplifting.
Well, all right. Have a good rest of the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
You hang
only
in
because
there.
I don't know. I'll be okay. We'll be all right. We're strong together, and our family is absolutely incredible. We've just, you know, it's important. My mom and I are from a small family. My wife's family, I think I've said this before on the show, that just like,
your wife's family's cool. what I thought at your wedding, when I saw them, I just, and the speeches and everything, I'm like, that's a great family.
Yeah, it's a great family.
You married into a hell of a family.
It's a great family. It's a great family to be a part of, and they'll help us through this. And I know that people will reach out, and I'll read every email, and I will appreciate anything that you send along. So, I'll be back next week.
Good. Thanks for coming in, man.